This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
High drive to left. Liriano back. Out of here. It's a home run fest here in San Diego.
Now, back to
Will and Dibby
on 95.7 The Game.
A home run fest, you say, Dwayne.
It was a fest.
Oh, my goodness. The Giants are just weird. That's a weird baseball team.
It's a good way to put it.
They are. They're very weird. How else would you describe them? Like, I don't know. You got better players, which made you get worse somehow.
Mm-hmm.
Here's Kipe, like, celebrating a home run fest. That after 4 weeks where all home games were just absolutely drab and awful. Seemingly losing almost all of them.
Drab.
You spent a very healthy portion of the season double-digit games over 500. And now you sit here, like, falling all the way out of it, but not really? I tell you what, MLB Network knows where the hotbed is. You want to know what game they're showing tonight?
No.
You don't?
Well, I do, but okay. I don't know. No, Mark. Not from you.
That's not a great way to do a radio show. Do you want to know X? No,
nah,
I don't.
I'm good.
All right, let's go to commercial.
Best of coming up next.
Yeah, exactly. No, they're showing the Padre-Giant game. Big game. Playoff implications all over the place.
It's a must-win, Mark.
MLB Network, and I don't know if this is to promote their game coming up later, they just showed the wild card standings in the National League, and guess which team they have on the board as a wild card contender.
That would be the Gigantes.
San Francisco Giants, yeah. 5.5 out. Just 1.5 game behind the St. Louis Cardinals. Did you deep dive?
I did. I did the deep dive.
All right, let's hear it.
Well, the deep dive starts 366 days ago, and it does not involve the orange and black.
That host is wet!
It involves a team known as the Detroit Tigers. And I was thinking about where the Giants are, and everyone talks about Detroit last year, and oh my God, what a run by Detroit, and it carried over into this year. So I looked at it. The Giants right now are 61-64. Last year, after 125 games, Detroit was 61-64.
Really?
Exact same record.
Dang.
And I looked, okay, every 61-64 is not created equally, so I wanted to see where Detroit was, and on this date, yesterday, last year, they were 8.5 out of the wild card.
Okay.
They were behind Minnesota, Boston, Seattle, Tampa Bay, and one other team that they would wind up not passing, but they were able to get all the way up and into the wild card.
Yeah.
So how did Detroit do it? Well, the first thing you need to do is play really well.
Yeah, you got to win some of those games.
They went 25-12 over the last 37, which is not out of the, I mean, it's good. It's very good. It's great.
What is that? Almost 670 baseball?
Something like that.
Yeah, that's very, very strong.
Very strong. So they wound up 25-12, but what also happened was Minnesota 12-26, Boston 16-22, Tampa 18-21, Seattle went 21-16, but Seattle only had a one-game lead on Detroit. Detroit passed all four of them. They wound up with 86 wins. They got in the wild card. They won the wild card series and then eventually would get knocked out in the next round. But they were in that spot. They, at the time, Fangraphs, I looked it up, they had a 1.1% chance of being the wild card team on August 18th of last year. So I thought, Giants are 61-64. What does that mean for the Giants? Well, they're only 5.5 back in the wild card, 3 games better than Detroit. They only have to get by 3 teams.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, the one other thing is Detroit at that point had a -3 run differential. The Giants are -1.
-1.
Almost identical.
And you said their playoff percentage was 1.1?
Correct.
Yeah, the Giants is 2.4.
Right.
2.4.
So twice as likely as Detroit was. So you look at it and you think, what would the Giants need to do to get up to where the third wild card is? And that would be 86 wins. So the Giants would have to go 25-12.
Yeah.
So Detroit went 25-12. The Giants would have to go 25-12, probably at least, only passing 3 teams. So I'm not saying that anything about the math. I'm not saying anything about this team is hot and watch out. But the fact that Detroit last year, same situation, actually a worse situation.
It was a worse situation.
Further back, yeah. More teams to climb over, and Detroit was able to do it going 25-12. So that's not me saying it's going to happen or anything like that, but it just happened last year.
Yeah.
So that's today's deep dive, Dibs.
I mean, I wonder if Dibs would go all the way into the abyss, I would love to know who Detroit played over those final 37 games. Was there potentially a soft spot in the schedule? I don't know. The Giants do not have that. They are in San Diego now. They'll be in Milwaukee this weekend. They come home for the Chicago Cubs. Sure, there's various Baltimores and Colorados that will happen the rest of the way, but there are still 2 series with the St. Louis Cardinals. You could look at that as a positive. That's one of the teams they need to catch. They're only a half game behind them. You still have 2 series with the Arizona Diamondbacks, and while not a great team, it's not a terrible team and a team that seemingly has given the Giants trouble of late. And then, oh, by the way, there's also 7 games left with the Dodgers.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
So you're going to have to go 25-12 or so through all of that. And, I mean, I can't tell you that it's not going to happen. I would certainly bet against it.
Of course.
It seems very unlikely.
2.4% is the Fangraphs odds, yeah. So you're looking at about 45-1 or worse odds to make it happen. And the key for Detroit last year, Mark, was you win the head-to-heads. In other words, they're behind Boston, as mentioned. Well, you had Boston at home. You took 2 of 3. You're behind Kansas City. You went to Kansas City in mid-September, and you swept Kansas City. And that's a clean 3 that you picked up on the Royals, who were a team that you ended up trying to catch, and Tampa Bay, a team that was ahead of you. You swept Tampa Bay. So if you look at the Giants, and really you've got San Diego 3 more times, and San Diego is one of the teams you're chasing, these are the games where you can pick up a clean game with every win. So, yeah, 25-12 is difficult, but it has to be the right 25-12, and I don't know if I'm really even thinking about catching the Dodgers, but you're behind Cincinnati and the Cardinals, right? And
yes.
Then the Mets.
And then the Mets. Yeah.
Those are the likely 3. I think San Diego might be...
They're further up.
Too far to reach. So if you're just looking at those teams, I don't think you play... Well, God, you played Cincinnati 6 of the first 9, I think. So I hope you don't have Cincinnati again.
No, they don't have Cincinnati again. The Mets are 5.5 ahead of the Giants, and the Padres are 2.5 more ahead of them.
Right.
So that's a full 8 ahead of the Giants
right
now.
So you just focus on the Mets and the Cardinals and the Cubs, and I would bet that the Cardinals and Cubs still have some head-to-heads left because they're division rivals, and so there could be some splits going on, but before we get too excited about any of these scenarios, these Padre games are everything. And because you've dug a hole, God, the hole you dug at home, right? With getting swept by San Diego. You got swept by everyone, basically.
Mm-hmm.
These would have to be basically all wins. And again, 25-12 is, that's a great finish. Even that might not be enough, but...
You're doing a little Morgan Freeman Shawshank thing right now. You're
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Selling hope.
Right.
And
hope is dangerous.
Well, it's also the most wonderful of things. But I just don't know if I'm ready to buy hope right now. You're asking me to You're asking me to yawk in. And I don't know if I'm ready to yawk in right now.
Yeah, and I'm really not asking you to lock in.
Well, you're giving an example of where what the Giants need to do, though unlikely, is still possible. And I'm very comfortable over here in my not possible hole. Like, I had to dig quite a bit. You know me. I don't get to pessimism in it very easily. But I had to dig very hard for this hole, and I am now sitting in it, and I don't know how easy it's going to be to climb up out of this hole.
It'll be near impossible, and, you know, I'm not asking you yet to come out of that hole, but I'm looking at a 37-game sample earlier this year, because they need to go 25-12.
Sure.
They were 23-14 in their opening 37,
yeah,
which is not 25-12. And by the way, that 37th game, they put up 9 in the 11th at Chicago to beat the Cubs.
That game was bananas.
Yeah. So,
I read that game.
I mean, they don't have a 25-12 on their resume, but damn near in the beginning of the year.
I'm not trying
to do anything here.
It feels like you're trying to sell a little bit of hope. And here's what I'll tell you. You know, I have a rule when it comes to these things.
Yep.
Because you can get me to root for the ridiculous. You absolutely can. I am all about hope. I am all about optimism. And I am all about sports is surprising. That's why we love it. Talk to me when you've won more games than you've lost. Sure. Win 4 more in a row, and then I will yawk in.
Yep.
I will drive to Moraga and sit next to you and your daughter, and we will yawk in together, and we will watch a Giants game.
Awesome.
And we will root hard.
That would be a sweep of San Diego and winning at Milwaukee to open up that series.
Okay. With Kaiwei Tang throwing tonight.
Hey, guys, I just want that game to matter.
Oh, that's right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.